Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 6:12. You okay over there? You got a mouthful of something?
I'm good.
You're eating breakfast in front of me. Here's the deal. Aren't you allowed to eat at home? He asked.
It's too early.
No, it's not. We're early people. You could eat in the morning.
No.
You can't eat when you wake up in the morning?
At 4:30 in the morning? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. I can have water with lemon.
That's it?
I gotta wait. I need a solid, it's gotta be closer to 6, 7 o'clock in the morning for me to eat breakfast.
I wonder why people are like that. We should ask. Lynn Hall's like that. She shows up every morning at 7 o'clock, and then she starts eating when she comes in the door. It's like, dude, didn't you do that at home?
No, why would I do it at home when I have, one, a beautiful breakfast nook that I created for our anniversary.
It is nice.
And two, if I ate breakfast at 4:30 in the morning,
yes,
I would want to eat lunch at 9 a.m.
Well, that's what I do. No. I eat lunch after the show.
No, you gotta shift it.
All right. See, now you're creating a whole new lifestyle, and I don't know if I could adjust to it.
No, I mean, some say that you should eat breakfast right away or something small. Maybe I could have a piece of fruit, but no. Mm-mm.
No?
There's no eating at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You've got a big bowl of goodness going over there. And I don't, you know, whatever.
I brought some for the class.
Oh, you bring some for the whole class, mm-hmm. Did you?
Let's try a Tuesday.
Well, that's good.
Thank you
to
my mother.
Oh, that's the try a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying it already.
Yes, I am. I'm admitting it right now because I'm hungry this morning.
All right. I wonder if this is just exclusive to media, radio,
or whatever.
Or do people show up and eat? Yeah, I'll just talk. I wonder if... Like, you can't, I guess.
Everybody does this.
No, I think we're privileged. I don't think you could walk into the factory and they turn the conveyor belt on and you just walk over to your breakfast nook and grab a sandwich or something.
Probably not.
I think we are kind of privileged. You can bring your dog to work every day. You can eat whatever you want. I mean, this is an okay gig. As she swallows from the bowl.
I think you're right.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Just watched a video to that song last night for the first time. It's like comedy sci-fi. It's pretty cool. Does Ariana Grande have a sense of humor? Well, I would have thought maybe not until I saw that video. It's very funny.
Of course she does.
Google
she's
it.
A funny girl.
You think?
Yeah, she's been on Jimmy Fallon and they did the whole...
That's true. That is true. When she's on talk shows, she's really funny.
Very funny. And she can do all those impressions. Britney mm-hmm. Spears, Lady Gaga, Celine Dion. Like, it's really impressive, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Has been on SNL a couple times.
Well, she's all right then. And those other two dudes are okay, too. We're working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather next. We already talked about Laura eating. What if you... were to give up all food, but only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? I was reading this morning, and I found it very annoying. Because the answer is pizza.
No. Actually, that would be good for me.
You think you can eat pizza for the rest of your life?
I could do that.
Every day, Matt?
Yes.
Wow.
Nope.
But then what would it be? At least he has an answer, right? We don't have an answer. I don't even have an answer. I drastically changed my diet about a month ago. I wouldn't take any of it with me. I've about had it with peaches and nectarines and apples and grapes.
I don't like peaches.
Oh, I love peaches.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
Yes. There's a 90s song. Anyway, I don't know. My steel-cut oatmeal first thing in the morning, every morning. If that was all I had to eat for the rest of my life, the answer would be no.
Actually, I have an answer.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
She's going
to
say birdseed, man.
Yeah,
anyway,
I was about to say that.
No. Salad. It encompasses a lot of things.
Okay. But you know what? I can deal with that because...
So
I'm
not going to be specific.
I'm
just going to say salad.
I know your philosophy on salad. You told me mm-hmm. your philosophy on salad once. Maybe you mm-hmm. were in an inebriated state when you mm-hmm. did at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you call all kinds of food salad, so that's kind of like cheating.
No, that's smart.
I'm curious what your definition of salad is.
Here he comes.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Every glass of wine is a salad.
Think about it.
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
Think about it.
Yes.
There's grapes
in
there?
There's grapes,
yes.
and then you have to press them and the skins as well as some leaves, and maybe there's some seeds in there. And then
there's the seeds, Matt.
And then
there we go.
It ferments, so it's good for your gut health. And, you know, maybe there is some bird seed in there. I don't know what happened out in the vineyard. Not sure what's happening.
But you know what? I respect that.
Thank you.
So everything's a salad.
Everything can be a salad.
I hate
if you try
salad.
Hard enough.
I was asked the other night, which would you prefer, a fresh garden salad or a Caesar salad? I said, what the hell's the difference? It's all just green stuff.
Oh, okay. Caesar salad all the way, man.
Caesar salad's not good for you.
It's not?
No.
Why not? I'm not Brutus.
A tuberte?
Yeah, I mean, what's with this? Why is Caesar bad for me?
Caesar salad.
Yes.
There's like little to no nutritional value in a Caesar salad.
Are you kidding me? It's green. Like it grows out of the ground.
It's all fat and calories.
In the lettuce? Lettuce is fat?
No, in the dressing. The definition of
what dressing
salad.
Doesn't have any sort of fat that's not good for you anyway? It's dressing.
Actually, if you have a nice healthy vinaigrette, it can be very good for you with some fresh herbs, a little bit of salt and pepper, lemon juice, olive oil. That's a healthy fat.
You know what? I'm going back. I'm changing my mind. I'm going to eat pizza every day.
Thank you. Come aboard.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
Ah, the Stalker's Anthem.
Yes. Sting wrote it as a stalking song for his ex-wife. It was the love song of the year. That's how much we pay attention to music. Every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. There you have it. We've been talking about food off air for an entire hour. Can we move forward now? First, it started with you eating during the news.
I might have second breakfast coming up here after 8 o'clock.
And then I said, if there was one food left in the world, what would it be? Most Americans say pizza. I disagree.
And that's what I said.
You disagree.
I say salad.
Now, Matt's talking about this hoi polloi, highfalutin, fancy-pantsy wedding he went to over the weekend.
Yes, in Vermont,
where the choices were duck or salmon, and you didn't want either one.
No.
Why not?
Because, first of all, I'm not much of a fish person. The only thing I eat is, like, fried shrimp.
That's it?
Yes. Okay. I'm not a fish, much of a seafood person.
I love me a good salmon steak.
And then there was no way I was eating duck.
And this is where Laura comes in.
It just never appealed to me, so I got the vegetarian dish.
She has consumed the most expensive ducks in foreign lands.
Of course she has.
Where I was thinking, just go over to the Shikellamy Marina, grab yourself a duck and tell you no. You can't do that?
No, I didn't know. That's a little gamey.
All I do know is you don't have the opportunity to have things like duck or, say, pheasant under glass. You don't have a chance to do that all the time. You wouldn't eat that either?
No.
I do appreciate a Cornish game hen as well.
No. That's off the
just
table
because
for me.
You like saying Cornish game hen.
I do.
If I'm going to go with a nice, fancy, spancy wedding, I want a good filet mignon steak.
Hey, guess what? You had your own wedding, so you got to pick the menu. This was their wedding, so they got to pick the menu.
I got with it, but I'm just saying this is
No. Here's the thing. When it comes to other people's weddings, you don't get to just say anything because it's their wedding.
That's right.
If somebody wanted to serve Big Mac and fries
I'd be okay with their wedding,
yeah, but it doesn't matter if you're okay with it or not. Weddings are one of those things, just like naming your kid and how you raise them. Like, you get to do what you want.
Yeah, I respect that. But
obviously, he's not going to name his kid duck or salmon. You know, so
yes, this is true. And I will never feed them anything like that.
You name him Donald for short.
So what did you? What did you end up doing? Your lovely wife is probably having some duck or salmon, and you're sitting there pouting. What did you do?
No, they had a third choice of a veggie dish, so I ate that. Although my wife did make me try the duck.
And you tried the duck and?
No.
You went in with a bad attitude, I feel.
See, maybe
no,
you had...
No, but see, I wasn't the only one that didn't like said duck. My parents had the duck. Actually, my mom had the duck. And a couple of my friends from high school's
right,
parents, they also
go
had
out
the
on
duck,
a limb.
And they also
mass
didn't like it.
Mass-produced duck probably isn't the duck that you should base, like, all other duck dishes on.
Oh, there you go.
Seriously.
All right, should I let you guys argue for another, 15 minutes to the top of the hour? We'll
yes.
turn the mics off
yes.
and just go to a commercial break? Or do, you know, I mean, was he right... When he put down the ducky. Was he right? When he put down
Listen,
the ducky.
You got to put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Play the saxophone. Now, there's somebody here that evidently has something to say about Matt's choice. What's up now, bud?
Quack, 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 quack.
That's
he
it?
He just hung up.
He just quacked us and hung up.
Okay.
Right. Donald, Daffy, Scrooge, McDuck, Huey.
Dewey and Louie. Yeah, they're all in the lobby
they're
right now.
They're all upset with you right now.
I like Donald Duck.
They're all in the lobby. They want to talk to you about
it. Plate.
All right. There it is. I think we all learned a lesson here, friends. Don't invite News Guy Matt to your wedding.
Because he'll just complain about the food.
Unless it's a steak. Right?
Just don't serve duck. That's all.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It is October 1. We are starting to paint the valley pink. We'll talk about that next hour. So much going on, including a new venue we're calling Drinks for Pink, where we go to area bars and restaurants.
Somebody go wake up Green Day.
What?
Go wake up Green
Day. Because September ended?
Yes.
Okay, good point. See what she did there?
Yes, I see. Uh-huh.
It was rather random, but it was funny. All right, it is October 1, and we've got a lot of pink to do. Last year and the year before, two years of Tom and Laura in the morning, we dressed in pink every Wednesday.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Okay,
that's
good.
What we do.
There was no memo, and I thought about, well, maybe we're not doing it this year, but we should.
No. There will be
cares?
A memo today.
Of course.
Okay. So this is the first now time that I have to remember to wear pink. We'll see if I remember.
And Mark Lawrence is usually good at it.
Mark is very good at it.
SportsCenter is not bad at it either.
He's not bad. You and I typically remember. Sometimes it's just me, you, and Mark who are the only ones who wear it. But on Wednesdays...
me, you, and Mark, who's left out of this picture.
Yeah, I know. I need to do a better
job. You didn't do it one single time last year.
Because I kept forgetting. I need more reminders.
Put it in your calendar, in your phone.
I guess I will.
There we go.
Pick out your clothes tonight.
And we urge everybody else to dress in pink every Wednesday.
We also urge you to come out to Drinks for Pink. They're pretty cool. They're going to be fun. Bartending and getting some tips for Evangelical Community Hospital and the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health.
Yep. We're going to try to cover every town, too, like a bar per town. And that said, there's five Wednesdays in October.
There are.
We may have to spill over into Thursday in some situations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's good. Look for us and listen for us. And most of all, remember the cause.
Now it's time for the Morning Mind Bender and your chance to qualify for the Man Cave Makeover with Aaron's and 94KS.
Oh, yeah, we're coming closer to giving away that Man Cave Makeover. We've got one more week of Laura's Mind Bender here. The Morning Show Mind Bender, what you got, girl?
What does Matt Catrillo hate to eat at a wedding?
Duck. Yes, we got a winner. No, that's not it. What do we got?
All right, this one's pretty interesting. 68% of women say that they find this totally unattractive when their guy or significant other wears them. What is it? 68%.
Should I say what I want to say?
I'm a little nervous, but go ahead.
Ladies' underwear.
Oh, no. Close.
But it's close?
It's super close.
All right. Phone line's open.
That's right. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Super close. Yes. 94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. Most women don't like when their guys wear this.
Their stockings.
Ooh, stockings.
Oh, no.
Well, now. I said women's underwear, now you're talking about stockings. That is not it.
That is not it, but that's funny.
Well, and she's probably right, because women probably wouldn't like that.
No.
Picture your big old husband. What's he, 6'4"?
No.
He comes out with women's nylons on.
He is 6'4". I don't think they make them long enough or tall enough.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye. Have a good day. You too.
I'm thinking that answer was so weird.
It was super weird.
That we're probably close. Now, I know we're not supposed to do this, but should we take another call? Because this is blowing up.
Take another call. Just do it.
All right. 94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Most women, what, 68% you said?
68% of women.
They don't like when their men are wearing these.
I call them whitey-tighties, the brief.
There it is!
There you go, tighty-whities.
Tighty-whities. Women don't like tighty-whities. Wow.
No.
I'm so happy I'm wearing buck-naked Duluth Traders right now.
Oh, you're sharing a lot this morning, Tom.
Did I just say that?
You did.
I'm sorry. You are qualified for the Man Cave Makeover.
That is wonderful.
Wow. Evidently, there's no tidy whities in her house.
You're comfy in those Duluth Traders.
Boxers, yes.
There you go. Congrats, Tanya.
I gotta turn off my mic more often. It's Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
A member of Celine Dion's crew was electrocuted during setup for her show. It wasn't a technical glitch. He just asked how old she was.
Elon Musk unveiled his plan to fly private citizens to the moon. Elon Musk said, this is going to sound totally nuts, but I think we want to try to reach orbit in less than 6 months. And let me tell you something. Imagine you heard that on a plane. This is going to sound totally nuts.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94 KX with Nirvana. Yes, I always thought that if John Lennon was still alive, he could have sung that song quite well. Mm-hmm. That Nirvana had that edginess to him. And of course, We lost John Lennon a long time ago. Before we do birthday buddies, today is the 50th anniversary, 50 years, of the release of the album Abbey Road.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
Come together.
I was sort of going through my hands like that.
You tended to think, well, if there's going to be a single, it would be John and me that would write it. And then suddenly George just came up with this song, you know, something in the way.
Something in the way she moves. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
I'd like to be under the sea. In an octopus's garden, in the shade.
The last section of Abbey Road, for me, one of the finest pieces we put together.
Boy, you're gonna carry that weight a long time.
We didn't know, or I didn't know at the time, that it was the last Beatle record that we would make, but it kind of felt a bit like we were reaching the end of the line.
I think it was, in a way, the feeling that it might be our last. So let's just show them what we can do. Let's show each other what we can do, and let's try and have a good time doing it.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Keep that one. Mark it fab.
Keep that one. What was supposed to be the last Beatles album, but it turns out they had all this tape from the rooftop sessions in 1968. Let It Be was actually the last Beatles album, but that was supposed to be 50 years old, Abbey Road.
That's awesome.
I know you guys aren't 50 years old, but you know the album.
Right? Of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And then, classic song exactly. On that album.
Yep. For sure.
Paul McCartney was on Stephen Colbert the other night, and Colbert said, Beatles music will last forever. And Paul was like, well, thank you. Like he never thought about it.
Didn't he say, what did you say yesterday? You told me off air. It was because he said that they wrote songs about love.
Yes. And the audience went nuts and they started clapping. And then McCartney kind of put his fist up like, yeah, I think we need to write more songs about love. Right?
I agree.
Happy anniversary to Abbey Road. Now, I guess we have to say happy birthday to some special people in Central PA. We call them Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
People out in the hall didn't yell along. That's okay. They didn't know. Brenda Soper of Seelands Grove is 54 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Kim Eisenhower, 34 today.
Michelle Kreitzer from Seelands Grove is 47. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brenda Stroll from Nescapec. She's 44.
Leora Klaus is 15 today.
Stacy Christiana is 48. Happy birthday.
Deborah Wilk from Cole Township is 67 today.
Linda Tressler from Sunbury is 63.
Steve Wagner from Augustaville is 58. Happy birthday.
Jamie Rashawn from Sunbury is 39.
Mark Checo from Winfield is 47.
Megan Hommitz from Culpon is 30 today. Happy birthday.
Kathleen Nisley from Shamokin Dam is 31 today.
Marshall Marachi is 34.
Michelle Shatter from Coon Hunter is 49. Happy birthday.
Kristen Wilkinson from Herndon, PA, 46 years old today.
Messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page, Angie Becker is 46 today. That's from her sister, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of kiddos whose dad wanted to surprise them hearing their names on the radio. Xander and Sadie Carapeza.
Okay.
Hopefully I pronounced that right.
All right.
Xander is 10 today and Sadie is 9.
Oh, I wonder where they're from. They're obviously going to school.
From Sunbury. Yep,
all right.
Sunbury.
On their way to the Shikellamy School District.
So that's from Dad Vito. Happy birthday to Xander and Sadie.
Love the name Xander. Happy birthday, kids. Everybody's got one.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or you can call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Just about 7:45, we like to do Tom and Laura live segments at 7:45 or 8:15, whenever we could get people in the studio. And we've got 76 trombones. Da, 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 da.
I don't think they have 76 yet. That's the reason why the Midwest Marching Band is here, because they need some new band equipment.
That's right.
They're a new program, so we want to get them to their goal of 76 trombones.
We have Stacy and Lexi with us from Midwest. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I got to ask you, like, how'd you start all this last year? Because this is your second year. Like, how do you go to, like, the school and say, hey, you know what? We need a band.
Well, what we did was do a presentation to the school board saying that we're really doing a disservice to our kids, because if any kid wanted to go to Penn State and march in the blue band, they didn't have that field experience like you can get during football season. Mm-hmm. So we said we want to start this program. If we're starting a football program, we want to do a football band and give that opportunity to the kids.
And who doesn't love the blue band, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Wow.
They're some of the best in the nation.
Exactly.
So how about the growth from last year to this point? And you need to keep growing, but what have you seen already?
Oh my gosh, it's been so amazing. Each section has doubled in size.
Wow.
So we went from like 28 students to about 54, 57 that we're sitting at right now. So we're very young, but we have a lot of pride on that field. So
wow.
The Marching Mustangs. Mm-hmm. I love it. So what's the theme this year? Because every marching band always has a theme.
Yes.
And you know, their show, it centers around something. So what is it?
Our theme for our show is Greece. Of course, oh. Greece is the word. We have Born to Hand Jive. We get the crowd going with the hand jive with us. We go together. We're singing those nonsense syllables together.
The Southern Columbia Marching Band did Greece. I was in it.
You did this. You did this theme this year just because you knew you were going to be with Laura on the radio.
Well, maybe.
That's exactly why they chose it.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure my mom still has my poodle skirt from marching in the closet.
There you go.
I played the bassoon, so that wasn't marchable.
Oh my gosh, we're soulmates.
Really?
It's my main instrument.
Stop
Are
it.
Are you kidding me, Stacey?
So instead, I like twirl the flag because I couldn't march with the bassoon.
Absolutely
it's hard
not.
To march with a bassoon.
Yeah, it's really, no.
That's
the woodwind, the double reed instrument does not do well in the cold.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anyway. And for you guys at the fire company, just trust us, you can't march with a bassoon. You just can't. Right now, they're like, is that a very large monkey?
The vocal could freeze.
Yes, there you go. There it is. So what's coming up? I mean, you obviously have to raise funds and get the band larger. And
we're planning an all-day event on Saturday, October 12th. It's called Band Fall Fest. And what we're trying to do is have events for everybody to come out to. We have vendors from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., sharing their wares and selling food. Also, we're going to have a child and pet costume parade / competition. So we love to see kids out and pets out in their finest costumes. And then we're going to have games for the kids to come and enjoy afterwards. And each student, all the students in the band are designing these games to share with the kids.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're doing a chili off. So if you have a mean recipe, please enter. And we're looking for only 4 courts to share. And then ending the evening with Region's Got Talent, kind of like America's Got Talent, but for our area. So.
Right there in the Midwest area.
Very cool. Well, I'll make sure to share all of the information. You have a great event page on Facebook. So we'll share that on the 94KX Facebook page. It's Saturday, October 12th. Okay, so now you play the bassoon, but Lexi, what instrument do you play?
Well, my main instrument is clarinet.
Okay.
There's
all right. All right. So we're all in the reed section.
Much easier to march with a clarinet.
It is.
Yes.
You can't sit on a strap and march at the same time.
Yeah.
And the one around the neck always bugged me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the neck strap.
So the band has doubled in size. That's amazing. And how big do you want to get? I mean, how big can you get in the Midwest School District?
Well, I would not like to put any limit to it whatsoever. I would love to hit 100 plus, you know, which is quite the goal to set, but I would love to do that. So
I love your energy. I think you can do it. No doubt about it. We're gonna link up.
We are.
So anybody listening to the show now, maybe driving to work or on the way to school, you can get the information later.
Saturday, October 12th. Mark your calendars and we'll share it on the 94KX Facebook page. Stacey and Lexi, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with sports in AccuWeather. Thanks again to the Midwest Band for coming in and talking. Those ladies got energy, man. I want them to work with us every day. I might even learn how to play the bassoon.
I'll bring it in.
No,
it's a try Tuesday. It's already decided.
Oh,
we'll see if you can make like one note.
I actually would love to see that.
I did the saxophone. I could do it. I know how it works.
Oh, yeah. If you
those woodwind instruments.
Yeah, they're the same then. That wouldn't be a challenge. There's just no mouthpiece because it's a double reed as opposed to the
it's
single.
All in the, it's
I
all
in
the
try lips.
In the embouchure.
It's all in the embouchure. Yes.
What instrument did you play?
I've always been guitar.
Guitar.
Oh, wow.
But I can try to dabble in the woodwind.
Yeah. We could try that.
We could try it.
Hey, welcome. Yeah, it is a Try It Tuesday. We'll talk about that in just a bit because it is pumpkin season, and therefore everything pumpkin shall be tried in October. It's also Paint the Valley Pink. We'll talk about that in a bit. Today is October 1. The things we have to look forward to, the number one thing to look forward to in October, candy. Oof.
Well, yeah, it's Halloween.
You know.
There it is.
I was in the Walmart.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, you're in the Walmart.
And it was on a Sunday afternoon, which was a poor choice on my part.
Okay. Definitely.
Because it is a you-know-what show on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
At any Walmart in this any in the land.
Does it have to be Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, it really could be 24/7.
Everybody and their
honestly.
Brother is out and about on Sunday afternoon running their errands.
Okay.
That being said, I happened to peruse. I walked down the candy aisle because now, of course, first off, slow your roll, Walmart. Christmas is up and
like that's what I was going to say.
No,
Walmart, Lewisburg, Christmas and Halloween,
oh
just
gosh,
a few aisles away.
Slow your roll.
Exactly.
They can't help it.
No, they need to stop.
Like, I agree with you.
It's earlier and earlier and earlier every year. I'm about ready to go off.
All right.
Here's
take
the
it
thing.
Easy.
The candy aisle, there was candy I'd never even heard of.
I know.
Like, I kept stopping, and I didn't buy any because I was overwhelmed. It was like a sensory overload.
It is kind of overwhelming,
It was all orange, all black, all yellow. And then, I'm like, I couldn't even pronounce some of the stuff. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, whatever happened to just candy corn? Just throw a bunch of it in somebody's bucket and tell them to get off your porch. I don't know. Okay, candy is the number one. Number two thing, sports. October is a huge sports month.
Absolutely. Busiest in the sports calendar.
Football underway, baseball playoffs, NHL, and NBA, all starting in October.
Yes.
You look like you don't care about
that.
I
don't.
You're more overwhelmed about the candy.
I'm very overwhelmed about the candy.
All right. Also, October is a big movie month. Usually the scary movies. This weekend, The Joker comes out. Another Batman spinoff. Breaking Bad. Wow. Okay. The sequel, El Camino, starts this month. No idea. And Zombieland Double Tap hits the movie theaters. All right? Whatever. And number four, which should probably be number one, obviously, Halloween. It's the month of Halloween.
It is. Today starts on Freeform, which used to be like ABC Family or whatever channel.
Yeah.
31 days of Halloween shows. Hocus Pocus is showing 27 times this month.
Wow.
I got no time for that.
Ain't nobody got time. Actually,
ain't
I
nobody.
Love Hocus Pocus. Don't knock that movie.
Okay.
That movie's fantastic.
I'm just not a Halloween guy. I mean, you had to talk me into a week of birthday. I don't need a month of Halloween.
Well, it's the fall season.
Exactly.
But Halloween kind of occurs the last week of October.
Yeah, so can't we celebrate fall? Can't we put corn stalks up in front of the house and pumpkins?
Can't we just celebrate September, October, Halloween, and Thanksgiving before we have Christmas smacked in our face?
You are absolutely
right. In Walmart and Home Depot and Target and all the places?
Mo said all three in one aisle. So let's just pick one and stick with it in order.
Well, poor Thanksgiving gets a bum rap.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, nobody puts up inflatable turkeys anymore.
That's my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving.
All right. News is next. They're Tom and Laura on a Try It Tuesday. News guy Matt and intern Nick. We are about to partake in pumpkin spice season. Oh, boy.
At least this is not something Laura made. This is something that actually looks good and smells good.
I made
good.
The pumpkin chia seed pudding. Didn't like that.
Oh, that's true. We did like that.
We did?
No, I thought you didn't.
I didn't like it.
Oh, you I liked it. I was okay with that one.
Okay, it is pumpkin spice season, and don't get me wrong, I love me some pumpkin spice, but sometimes we as consumers go a little
did
bit
you
over
see
the
that
top.
Do you know those greenies? Those greeny things that you can give to dogs to like clean their teeth, those little bones?
Yeah,
they have pumpkin spice, one of those I saw
Are
the other
Are you serious?
Day. Dead
like
serious.
Your dog really cares?
Exactly.
Your dog doesn't know what day it is. He's not going to go rough, it's October 1st.
Though, I'm going to take a totally different, like, opinion.
Okay.
If you want your dog to be as basic as you are, you go for it, girl. You get that pumpkin spice bone.
So are you going to do that for Murphy MacGyver?
Heck no.
They're going to have pumpkin spice milk bones or something?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Actually, pumpkin is very good for dogs. It is high in antioxidants. I'm serious. It's good for their skin and
Why coat. Does your dog have high cholesterol?
It does lower cholesterol as well.
There you go. I just kind of wondered.
I can see MacGyver probably having the high cholesterol.
This is a dog that would eat your sofa.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you gave him something that tastes like pumpkin, he wouldn't care. He'd eat it, right?
He liked the pumpkin chia seed pudding.
He might even eat the pumpkin stem, too, on top of it all.
I bet you MacGyver ate my portion of this pudding that
he
I
did.
Didn't like.
He did. Yeah.
All right, it is pumpkin season, and today we have Special K pumpkin spice. I like this naturally flavored, also with other natural flavors.
Which means it's full of sugar.
Which means it's not naturally flavored.
Somewhere in the box, there's a gourd that is not a pumpkin. I don't know.
What are these little things? I'm already eating it.
I know you are. You've been eating it since 6 o'clock. So we're going to do a Facebook Live. I'm going to grab one right now.
Oh, those little cluster things. I finally got one.
What are they made out of?
Sugar?
I don't know. It's all sugar.
Okay. I'm not eating the sugar part. I could see,
You gotta eat the grainy part.
Eat the grainy part.
Oh, look at these words. Limited edition. Oh, my God.
Because it's pumpkin spice.
It kind of coats the roof of your mouth, those little... I like the flakes. I don't like the clusters.
How much goodness can you pack into a single spoon, they asked.
Is that what's on the back of the box? Let me see.
We'll find out in just a bit.
We'll go Facebook Live.
We're going to go Facebook Live in the meantime.
How much goodness? 20 grams of sugar goodness.
Yeah, oh, that's way too much
in a single serving. Oh,
in a single serving.
Ouch.
I just had like four. No, I probably had... Did I consume 40
grams? That's a big bowl.
Did I consume 40 grams of sugar?
I think you did. You'll be bouncing off the walls.
Son of a nutcracker.
Son of a pumpkin. All right. Well, Facebook Living it, we're going to see what the crew thinks about the pumpkin spice.
The third ingredient is sugar.
Special K coming up. In the meantime, it is October, and in case you love pumpkin spice...
If you love pumpkin spice and love everything flavored with pumpkin spice, you're in for a treat. We've taken your regular pumpkin spice to the next level. Introducing pumpkin spice flavored pumpkin spice. That's right. No coffee, no M&Ms, no ice cream, no pancakes, no food or drink product whatsoever. Oh. Oh. We've just added more pumpkin spice to pumpkin spice.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice, pumpkin spice.
There you go. That
available
adds it up.
Now in the pumpkin spice aisle for people too lazy to measure their own cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice.
Sounds delicious. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Trump tweeted he wants to meet the whistleblower in person. However, their identity and whereabouts are still unknown. That they're probably hidden in a place that no one ever goes. So most likely they're at a Forever 21. And too soon?
Kourtney Kardashian became the latest Kardashian to dye her hair blonde. I just hope people don't start thinking they're dumb. That would be the worst.
We've been watching this on social media all morning. You people in Central PA are hilarious. As soon as something is happening on the Golden Strip, routes 11 to 15, Shamokin Dam, right away, Red Lobster is coming.
Red Lobster is coming.
You've been saying that since 1982, and it hasn't happened. Yeah, now you throw Olive Garden into the mix.
Or Chick-fil-A.
Well, right. There has been talk. That's Kevin. That's Kevin.
Don't start that rumor, friend.
Yeah, that's Kevin here at the radio station.
I would get behind the building of one of those. I love those little grilled chicken nugget bite things.
Are you kidding
me? Of course
me?
You do.
The grilled, they are, first off, they're good for you because they're not fried.
Well, it's true.
Secondly, it's real chicken and they cut that up every single day.
That's what they tell
working
us.
People, no, that's
there's
real.
Dead chickens in Wisconsin frozen in the truck that are getting sent here. You can't fool me. Ooh.
Oh, how is the evil eye?
I'm getting the evil eye.
All of the sauces, that Polynesian sauce and the spicy sriracha is my jam.
Oh, God.
I'm just a honey mustard kind of guy.
Ew. Back to the story here. Phillips Motel has been sold, so now everybody thinks it's going to be a Red Lobster.
Yeah, so a local developer bought Phillips Motel, the Daily Item, and News Radio 1070 WKOK announced it yesterday. Got the story on, and let's just peruse some of these comments.
Now, first of all, real estate along the Strip is a big deal. So when a business gets sold, you know, the Daily Item and our news radio station, they have to go cover it. Anywhere else, it would be like, so? But here, it's a big deal.
People are asking for a Wawa, a Chick-fil-A, an Olive Garden, a Red Lobster.
There it is, Red Lobster.
What else? Oh, some... An Olive Garden, a Permani Brothers, a Red Lobster.
Ooh,
there's about 75 comments for Red Lobster.
And this is it. And it's been happening since 1982. I think they were building a bank in front of the Susquehanna Valley Mall in 82. We're finally getting a Red Lobster. Yeah, Red Lobster with a teller lane? What? Yeah.
I don't care if we ever get a Red Lobster. Give me an
really,
Olive Garden.
I don't really care either. There's one in Williamsport. We could get there.
How about we support some locally owned high-quality restaurants and businesses as opposed to gigantic chains.
I'm fine with that, too.
I'm fine about keeping it local.
I can microwave my own meals at home. Thank you very much. I don't need to go to Olive Garden to do
that. Said the girl that likes Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
There's a big difference, though, between a fast food chain that prides itself on treating its employees well. Seriously. Okay.
We're talking about the food here. I'm not going to work there.
Yeah.
At least I don't think so.
I don't believe that.
I could end up there in a couple of weeks. I don't know.
That the Olive Garden might be the replacement.
I would be okay with that.
Mr. Breadsticks over here is going to be all over it.
Well, yeah. The breadsticks are the bomb.
All right. What do you think? Get on social media.
Somebody wants an IHOP or a Waffle House.
IHOP I would go for. Or a Primo's, because I know we have one in Lewisburg, too.
Too close, maybe.
Or Corpoli's Bakery and Deli.
There's also an Olive Garden in Bloomsburg. It's in Buckhorn. People are saying Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
One in Bloomsburg.
There is one.
Yeah, but what if I don't want to drive a half hour? I can just drive 10 minutes down the strip.
I'm taking Laura's idea with staying local, and I want to move the El Rancho to the strip.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm down for that.
94KX, we're all about painting the valley pink in October. Welcome to October, October 1st. We're having something called Pink Petals Arranging for Awareness. It's coming to Ards Market, and it's going to be a lot of fun. People should consider doing that. It's October 9th. All the details are on our social media.
That's right. Our social media and our 94KX website, WQKX.com. You can just clink the pink banner. Just click it, and find out what's happening out at Ards.
Because that's something new. Also, Cooking Men is not something new, but we'll be doing that again this year. It's at the Rusty Rail again on the 24th.
Yes, tickets go on sale relatively soon.
I think they're sold out already.
Are they?
I don't know. It would be interesting to know.
They went on sale yesterday.
And something new, Drinks for Pink. We'll be traveling around to different taverns and bars and restaurants and... it'll be cool because we'll be celebrity bartending and the tips will go to the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health. The first one is coming up on October 9th at Bots in downtown Selins Grove.
Super fun.
Our late night girl, Sam Tyler will be there.
She will indeed, along with our very own news person, Allie Stevens.
How do they do this and then go to work the next day? It's amazing.
They'll be all right.
But anyway, we'll be at Bots. There's a hint. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say the first one yet, but I just did. October 9th at Bots Tavern, downtown Selins Grove, and we'll all be popping in and saying hi.
Yes, we will.
And doing the bartending for tips. We'll be wearing our pink tomorrow morning.
Because on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hear that, Nick?
On Wednesdays, we wear pink. He just gave the old salute.
Okay, I guess he's good with it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping up. Sean, do you have enough pumpkin spice special K, buddy?
Oh, you saved some for me.
Oh, yes, we did.
Reach your hand in that box. It's delicious.
It's pumpkin spicy goodness.
Not to be confused with the pumpkin spice that's a hair thing.
Yeah, there's pumpkin spice deodorant.
There's pumpkin spice dog treats.
Did you hear this earlier?
Those greenies, those things that you can like chew on, like to give your dogs to clean their teeth. There's pumpkin spice.
Is this a Murphy the dog delectable?
Heck no. No. We've gone too far.
I don't chew anything called greenie.